This is the Fanatics Baseball Show. Philadelphia's top baseball experts. Scene setters from the ballpark. Game time lineups. Pitching matchups. And your calls. Live from the Fanatics Studios. Here's Andrew Zalchunas.
And welcome into the Fanatic Baseball Show. I'm your host, Andrew Zalchunas, taking you till 7 o'clock right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. All-Star break. Phillies head into the All-Star break on a good note, beating the Mets yesterday, winning their series 2 out of 3 games. But the month of June was just atrocious, so I'm not going to say that it's a great note that they won against the Mets. The other thing is, if you take the Mets out of it, since the beginning of June, the Phillies went 8-18. If you add the Mets, there's 6 more wins. They went 6-7 because of that 4-game sweep and then winning 2 of 3 this past weekend. You take them out of it, 8-18 since the month of June. No, I'm not too thrilled about that. But here we are, All-Star break. Phillies in third place of the National League East, 6.5 games behind the Atlanta Braves, 0.5 game behind of the Nationals, who sit in second all of a sudden because the Nationals had a good month of June and have continued to play well in the early days of July. So now all of a sudden, the Phillies, not only are they not in first place anymore, they're not even in second place anymore. They are down to third place. We have Jake Arrieta talking about denting people's heads, and he might require surgery, was one report. Aaron Nola's finally starting to look like himself from last year, but now all of a sudden, Zach Eflin, who was pitching well, is starting to take a back seat and has not pitched well in recent starts. Nick Pivetta has not pitched well in recent starts. Vince Velasquez pitched very well against the Mets. So was that a product of the Mets or was that a product of Vince Velasquez? You can make that call. But here we are, the beginning of the All-Star break. No games this week. Home Run Derby tonight, All-Star game tomorrow. Phil's back in action this Friday against the Nationals. And that's when we really start to see a test, a tough test. Because the Nationals have been playing very well of late. And I'm going to guess, because of the All-Star break, you go back to number one pitches on Friday, number two pitches on Saturday, number three pitches on Sunday. And if that's the case, the Phillies will face Scherzer, Strasburg, and Corbin. And if that's the case, you have a very tough series ahead of you. And then you got to face the LA Dodgers for 4 games in Philadelphia. And your pitching staff is not all that great. There's a reason why I'm saying all these things. Because right now the Phillies are 6.5 back. And they're going to have 7 very difficult games coming right out of the All-Star break. Then they play the Pirates for 3, the Tigers for 2. So it gets a little bit easier. But 7 games out of the All-Star break, 3 against the Nationals, 4 against the Dodgers, not easy games. Not the New York Mets who you've beat up on in the month of July. So there's a reason why I'm saying all of this, and I don't think many people caught this. But it caught my attention on Saturday. The Phillies were playing on Fox. They played the Mets on Fox. That was the game that they actually lost. Edwin Diaz finally figured something out and got the save for the Mets. I thought he was going to blow another one. But before the game started, there was a rain delay, remember? And we got a little Cubs-White Sox action for about an hour. And then finally, the game was getting ready. And Ken Rosenthal was a part of the broadcast. He was on the field. He was not in the booth, but he was on the field. And we all know who Ken Rosenthal is, one of the best baseball insiders there is. Ken Rosenthal made a comment that really got my attention. And I want you to hear it, and then we're going to react to it. The phone number today is 610-632-0975. We don't have a game tonight. No lineups, no starting pitching. So this entire week, because there are no games, we're going to do things a little bit different. We'll do some midseason grades. I'll give you the candidates for today, but we're going to do midseason grades this week. But we'll also have some trade deadline conversation, if there is any. Ken Rosenthal spoke before the game started on Saturday and said this about the Phillies and the upcoming trade deadline.
Here's the news of the day. The Braves have lost.
Phillies tonight with a win could go within 5.5 games of the division lead. Why is this so important on July 6th? Because we're getting closer to the deadline. And the Phillies, as much as they've spent, we referred to it earlier, they're not going to go all in for a wild card. If it looks like the Braves are running away with the division, the Phillies are going to think, well, why should we go all out when we're playing for a wild card game and a chance to face the mighty Dodgers in the division series? So every game is critical now. The Phillies come out of the break. Homestand against the Nationals and Dodgers. They also have the Braves at home at the end of the month.
So think about that. 10 games after the All-Star break. Not in order, but 10 of your games after the All-Star break include 3 against the Nationals, 4 against the Dodgers, 3 against the Braves. Ken Rosenthal just told you that if the Phillies believe, the front office believes that they are just competing for a wild card spot before the deadline, and all those 10 games happen before the trade deadline. Trade deadline, July 31st. Let's say they go 3-7 in those 10 games. They win 2 of 3 against the Pirates. The series against the Tigers is just a 2-game series. So they win 4 of 5 against the Pirates and the Tigers. But they just go 3-7 against the Nationals, Dodgers, and Braves. Or let's say 4-6. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt. If the Phillies just do that, they're going to still be just competing for a wild card spot. They're not going to be competing for the first place in the NL East. They're not going to be competing for the division title. And if that is the case, the Phillies, as you just heard from Ken Rosenthal, will not go all in come trade deadline time. Before the season started, I heard people saying that the Phillies had a chance to get to the World Series and even win the World Series. After the months of April and May, you still heard the people call in saying they have a shot of winning the division and getting to the World Series. Then the month of June happened, and it was terrible. And they are now 6.5 games behind the Atlanta Braves. But they were at one point pretty comfortable in first place until one thing led to another. The starting pitching started to get exposed. The bullpen had all their injuries, and some guys didn't step up offensively. Offense has been doing a little bit better as of late, but the pitching is not. The bullpen's still atrocious because they still have a lot of injuries. If the Phillies do not go all in come trade deadline time, how are you going to feel about that? I want you to react to those comments from Ken Rosenthal. 610-632-0975. This is year one of 13 with Bryce Harper. 13 years. It's a lot of time. But if they don't go all in, they're pretty much punting this season. Because they don't believe that this team's good enough. I don't believe that this team's good enough. You don't believe that this team is good enough. And they know that this team is not good enough. Matt Klentak, if they don't make any moves, they're not going to say, we think this team is good enough. They might say that to try to, you know, make you feel a little bit better. But we all know that they're going to be lying. If they sit on their hands come trade deadline time, they will be punting the season. And it all comes back to that quote from Ken Rosenthal. I'll play it again coming up. But it will all come back to that quote. We already heard now. This was on Saturday, so July 6th. We heard that the Phillies might not go all in come trade deadline time. I know that they don't have a lot to give up in the farm system. But you do have some players on this current roster that you could try to package. Are you really going to be upset if Michael Franco gets traded for a very good reliever? Are you really going to be upset if Cesar Hernandez is packaged for a starting pitcher? I don't know how much value they have. But I know that they're not the reason why you're winning games every single night. If you get a center fielder and Cesar Hernandez has to be a part of the deal, Scott Kingery is your everyday second baseman. If Michael Franco has to get traded, Scott Kingery is your everyday third baseman. You find somebody else that can play center field. Maybe you have a pitcher out of that deal. Maybe you have a reliever out of that deal. So react to that. 610-632-0975. How would you as a Phillies fan feel if they did nothing come trade deadline time because they think they're just competing for a wild card? They're just competing for a matchup with the Dodgers, and they will just basically say it's not worth it. We'll punt the season away. Tommy Green's going to be joining us tonight at 6:30, and here are the two people that I want you to give midseason grades to as well on the phone, 610-632-0975. We're going to be doing this all week because it is the unofficial midway point of the season. What are your midseason grades for Bryce Harper and Gabe Kapler? Let's go with two big names when it comes to this team. The biggest player, and of course, one of the biggest talking points in Gabe Kapler. I'll give you mine on the other side, 610-632-0975. 6 o'clock hours brought to you by Family Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. I want to hear your midseason grades and your reactions to what Ken Rosenthal said during Saturday's pregame show before the Phillies and Mets played their game on Fox. I'm Andrew Salchunas, taking you until 7 o'clock right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is The Fanatic Baseball Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is Brent Musburger's action update for 97.5 The Fanatic. Blue Emu Lidocaine Cream and Maximum Arthritis Cream. Deep, penetrating, and odor-free. Beat the pain and live life. Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Major League Baseball's All-Star Game Tuesday at Progressive Field. The National League even money. The American League minus 110. 8.5 flat. The total. All-Star Game MVP odds. The Angels' Mike Trout, Brewers' Christian Yelich, and the Dodgers' Cody Bellinger all at 12-1. Yelich will play in the All-Star game despite withdrawing from tonight's Major League Baseball Home Run Derby. He sat out yesterday's series finale with the Pirates with a back issue. He leads the Major Leagues at 31 home runs. Josh Bell of the Pirates, the favorite to win the Home Run Derby at 7-2. Online sports betting is here, and PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania's first legal sports book. Bet all major sports, prop bets, and live in-game wagers. Visit PlaySugarHouse.com today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For VSIN.com, I'm Mike Sutton, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez here for Window Nation's Summer Savings Event. Do you need new windows? Try buy one, get one free. Buy two, get two free. Buy four, get four free. There is no limit. I know you like free, and how about 0-0-0? What does that mean? Yep, zero down payment, make zero payments, and zero interest for 12 months. Any style, vinyl, wood, and fiberglass, any color, all engineered for the specific climates we live in. All buy one, get one free. Plus, Window Nation will come out to your home within 24 hours, 7 days a week to accommodate your busy schedule and provide you with exact pricing. Not an estimate, a price with a 30-day price protection guarantee. And all Window Nation windows come with a true lifetime warranty. Plus, with over 10,000 positive online reviews, you can't get more reliable than that. But you got to act fast. This amazing deal won't be around long, so call today. Buy one window, get one free. No limit, plus 0-0-0. Make zero down payment, zero payments, and zero interest for 12 months. Save thousands. Call today, 866-90-NATION, or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION for free windows. And tell them Jason sent you.
Hey, fanatics, it's Natalie for my guys at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Right now, during this summer of Jeep, save not 10, not 15, not 20, but up to 25% off MSRP on new Jeeps. Choose from over 800 new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, Compass Renegades, and the all-new Gladiator everyone is talking about. Trust me, guys, if you want bigger selection, better prices, and an all-around better buying experience, drive an extra mile, cross the bridge, or turn out of that other dealer and into TurnersvilleJeep.com and save up to 25% off new Jeeps. They're Philly and South Jersey's fastest growing Jeep dealer for a reason. TurnersvilleJeep.com on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey, or at TurnersvilleJeep.com. And make sure you tell them Natalie sent you.
2018 Compass Limited, four-cylinder auto MSRP, $31,585, selling price of $23,689, represents 25% savings off MSRP, includes all applicable rebates, tax tags extra, offer not valid with trade-in, ends July 31st, 2019.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Get started with 75 megabit internet for $59.95 more per month for 2 years when you add one Voice Mobility line. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 8/4/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Not a big summer guy. Too hot. Not a big winter guy either. Too cold. My favorite season? Safety season. Because it's every season. 24/7, 365. For all things safety, I trust Grainger. Grainger's safety experts have the safety solutions and expertise to help keep your facility safe and your people safer all year long. Seasons may change, but Grainger's always got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by for all things safety. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Amstel Light knows there's nothing like finally getting together with old friends out on the golf course. It's why Amstel Light is partnering with golfnow.com, the number one golf tee time booking site, to save you $20 on your next round of 18 and for a chance to win $100 in GolfNow credit. Visit AmstelLight.com or a local retailer for complete rules and details. Amstel Light, the beer drinker's light beer. No purchase necessary. Must be 21 or over to enter. Void where prohibited. Enjoy Amstel Light responsibly. Copyright 2019 Amstel Light Lager Beer, imported by Amstel U.S. USA, White Plains, New York.
This is Ron Jaworski. When is the last time you checked your water heater? It's not something you think about every day, and probably not even on your radar. But if you could avoid a flooded basement or go without hot water for days, you would, right? Go to BradfordWhite.com and go to the Customers tab and click on Homeowners. In that section, there's a Find Your Model and Serial Number tab. You'll see exactly how to determine what kind of shape your water heater is in and if you are due for a replacement. Visit BradfordWhite.com. Today.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years.
He was in big trouble.
We're going to take your house, garnish your pay.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm, and rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau.
I don't owe the IRS anymore. It was because of Optima Tax.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-592-9422. 800-592-9422.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If you need maintenance on your vehicle, don't delay. Go to Meineke for all your automotive repair needs. Right now, receive 50% off brake pads. Meineke, doing car care right.
Back to the Fanatic Baseball Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Tommy Green coming your way at 6:30 here on the Fanatic Baseball Show. So, Ken Rosenthal. I'll play it again in a little bit, but if you missed it, Ken Rosenthal was on the pregame show on Fox before the Phillies-Mets game on Saturday and said something alarming to me, basically saying that if the Phillies believe, if the front office believes they're just competing for a wild card spot, they're not going to make big moves come trade deadline time. Now, I don't know what a big move is. Is that Madison Bumgarner? Or are you telling me you're just going to trade for a number 4 or number 5 in another rotation? Because we're not going to be happy with that, because a number 4 or number 5 in another rotation that's available is not going to push you to the next level. On paper, I think this team should still get to the playoffs. On paper, I really do. I've said it a couple of times. I think this team can still get to the wild card. They are currently the second wild card team right now. It's not going to be a 90-win team that wins the wild card, or two 90-win teams. They still have a shot. But this team, this starting pitching staff, this bullpen is not good enough. It's up to the front office to fix that. But if they're telling you already, if Ken Rosenthal's already telling you, and come on, let's face it. When are the Phillies really on national TV? Not often. They're usually just the local market. They did Sunday Night Baseball to start the season. They did it once with the Mets about a month ago. And then they do it this past Saturday. It wasn't a Ken Rosenthal tweet. It was the big news of the day, yada, yada, yada. And then he mentions that the Phillies might not go all in. So I think that was strategic for Ken Rosenthal to report it on a national broadcast between the Phillies and the Mets. So somebody probably got to him and said this is the case. And I don't think I like that. 610-632-0975. Let's talk to Frankie in Cressona. Frankie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Frankie.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
What's up, Frank?
Listen,
I knew this from the beginning of the season.
Me too.
And since they signed Bryce Harper, I knew they weren't going to go anywhere. They got no pitching.
Well, I mean, you needed Bryce Harper. You still needed Bryce Harper.
Players that look at LeMahieu. Couldn't they pick them up? You know, Blues before the season. And now they spend all this money and they got no pitching. When the Phillies won championships, they have pitching. They could compete.
They also had Chase Utley, Ryan Howard, Jimmy Rollins, Jason Worth, Shane Victorino, Carlos Ruiz. I can go on and on. They had a very good offense. That's why they signed Bryce Harper to help bolster the offense. Are you telling me you'd rather have gone after pitching and not Bryce Harper and you wouldn't have that bat in the lineup?
Oh, definitely.
See, that's where you're wrong.
They had it, you know, they needed some batting, but there was some free agents out there that could have filled them up with, you know, but to spend that kind of money now, you know, how
now,
long
Frankie, Let me ask you something, Frankie.
You know.
Let me ask you something. How often did you watch the Phillies last year?
Oh, I watched them a lot.
Did you watch them all the time, every single night?
Yeah. And you know what? After the All-Star break, they fell apart. And I blame Kapler.
You blame Kapler?
You know, he's not. Yeah. You know, Charlie Manuel adjusted. Him and a team that made it to playoff and to a championship team. Kapler haven't done that.
All right, Frankie, I appreciate the call, man. You're just wrong on every point. I don't like Gabe Kapler. So let me say this right now. I'm doing midseason grades this week because the Phillies aren't going to be playing until Friday. My midseason grade for Gabe Kapler is a C-. And the only reason why it's not an F is because I feel bad for him when it comes to the bullpen. Because of all the injuries, it's not his fault. And because Matt Klentak, the man running the ship in the front office, he just neglected to get a starting pitcher. Ah, no, we don't want Cole Hamels. He's too old. Ah, Dallas Keuchel, he's too old. And I'm not a big Dallas Keuchel guy, but everybody's too old. It doesn't fit their saber metrics and their analytics and their way of running a team. Well, you know what? All those guys are doing better than the crap that you have out there. They're doing better than Jake Arrieta. They're doing better than Zach Eflin, even though he had a nice stretch of games. They're doing better than Nick Pivetta. They're doing better than Vince Velasquez. They're doing better than Jared Eichhoff, who didn't even start in the rotation. They're doing better than all those guys. Guys like Dallas Keuchel, Cole Hamels, Patrick Corbin, even though he took more money to go to the Nationals, I get it. All of those guys are doing better than three-fifths of your rotation. Three-fifths of your rotation, they're doing better than. So, Gabe Kapler, my midseason grade for him is a C-, because I blame Matt Klentak for the starting pitching, and it's not his fault that seven guys were on the injured list at the same time from the bullpen. But, going back to Frankie's call, you can't compare Charlie and Gabe Kapler. I agree. Charlie Manuel is a better manager than Gabe Kapler. Charlie Manuel also had an incredible lineup. He had a potential Hall of Fame shortstop in Jimmy Rollins, a potential Hall of Fame second baseman in Chase Utley, a guy who, if he was called up earlier and didn't have to deal with injuries later in his career, could have been a potential Hall of Fame first baseman in Ryan Howard. He had Jason Worth. He had Shane Victorino. I just rattled off the names. Lineup was a lot different. Not this year. I'm talking about last year. He blamed Gabe Kapler for the collapse last year. Maybe you should look at the lineup last year as well. That lineup was terrible last year. That pitching staff was still terrible last year as it is this year. The bullpen was terrible last year as it is this year. I don't like sticking up for Gabe Kapler, but don't compare the two teams. Don't compare 2018 to the years Charlie Manuel was manager. The lineups were just totally different. The rosters were totally different. Don't do that. But you still signed Bryce Harper. Like, it's all good that DJ LeMahieu is having a great year. That's cool. Were you really going to pick Bryce Harper over DJ LeMahieu over Bryce Harper? No, you weren't going to do that. You just weren't. He's a nice player. You weren't going to pick him over Harper. And what, you weren't going to sign Harper, and then you were going to sign three pitchers? And maybe you don't have power in the offense? Some of these numbers from Bryce Harper, if we're sticking with the grades before we get back to the phones, if we're sticking with the midseason grades at this point, even though he's probably underachieved in a lot of your eyes, Bryce Harper to me still gets a BB+ through the first half of the season. he still gets a B or a B plus even. I know he only has 16 home runs. I know he has a lot of strikeouts, and I'm kind of embarrassed to see 105 strikeouts through the first half of the season, but we all know he's going to strike out. We know that he is a 250 hitter. We also know that he is a second half player. So 250 right now could go up to the 260, 270 range the second half if he gets hot, like he has been doing it in year in and year out. Second in walks, eighth in RBI, fourth in doubles. 16 home runs puts him at 33rd. 18th on on-base percentage. Top 50 in slugging and OPS. 26th in runs scored. And that's pretty damn good considering the guys behind him aren't always knocking him in. So Bryce Harper to me. So here we are already. We made it to July 8th. Somebody's already complaining about Bryce Harper. July 8th. Tyler Zuli, mark that tape, all right? July 8th, 2019. 620, we finally got somebody that doesn't like the Harper signing. Only 12 and a half more years to go, as Tyler reminds me. Let's go to Anthony in Levittown. Anthony, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Andrew, how you doing today, man?
Hey, Ant.
Hey, I can make 100 points right now. I'm going to try to keep as brief as I can.
Take all the time you want.
Yeah, I think, obviously, the starting pitching, just the pitching overall has just been atrocious. I mean, you look at the Phillies are scoring four more runs through most of June. I mean, they're putting up runs on the board. And when your pitching has ERAs over four or five, I mean, you're not going to win games. Let's be real here. So, you know, you look at the lineup from top to bottom, and you don't have too many it factors. You know what I mean? Like guys who are going to get the job done consistently between, you have Segura who's going to get it done, obviously. The guy gets on base. He's a hit machine. You know, and let's talk about Bryce Harper. And my midseason grade for him is also a B+, maybe even higher, because he's already on pace for more RBIs than he's ever had in a season.
Yeah, he's already at 62 RBI.
Yeah, and he's only hit 100 once, and he hit 100 on the dot. He's never hit more than 95 other than that. His on-base percentage is where he's supposed to be for his career. He's doing what he's supposed to be doing. So for people who were thinking this guy was going to come in and be a 300 hitter and a, you know, 25 home runs by the All-Star break, I mean, that's not what he is. He's a guy that puts bodies in the seats and who brings veteran players in that want to play around because they know the guy's going to bring it 100% every single night.
You see, that's what I was trying to get out of Frankie. When Frankie was on, I kept on asking him, were you watching last year? And he said, yeah, of course I was. I don't believe him, but maybe he was. Part of the reason why you also bring in Bryce Harper is because, let's face it, DJ LeMahieu versus Bryce Harper, who's getting fans in the stadium? Who's getting the TV viewership is up. All of that is a win for the team itself.
I think the front office wanted to prove us all wrong by thinking that the pitching that we had was going to be okay. And I think right now that it's just kind of, you know, biting them in the butt a little bit. We have one guy that we can throw out there that we know is going to finally come and throw some shutout innings. But, I mean, even with Nola, you know, he wasn't in Nola form up until a couple weeks ago. So the pitching has just not been good. It hasn't been steady. And you're not going to win ballgames that way. And if they don't go and make trades, I mean, it's a season that you're just going to have a 500 season.
Yeah, and you're going to have a lot of upset fans. Anthony, enjoy your night. I appreciate the phone call. You're going to have a ton of upset fans. If what Ken Rosenthal said was true, and I'll play it here in a minute because we have Tommy Green on the line. We'll get to him in a second. We'll play the Ken Rosenthal cut for Tommy, and I want to get his thoughts on it as well. But if they do not make any big trades, they're going to have a very upset fan base for the rest of the season. 610-632-0975. That is the number to get in. But for now, let's go to the Comcast Business Hotline. I saw him on NBC Sports Philly doing pre- and post-game a little bit earlier last week. Tommy Green on the Comcast Business Hotline. Tommy, you're looking good on TV, man.
Hey, Andrew. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good, Tommy. We're at the All-Star break, so here we are at the unofficial midway point of the season. Philly's in third place, now 6.5 games behind the Braves. The Nationals passed them. They're in second place. Let's just start right there. How are you feeling about the Phillies right now at the All-Star break, falling all the way down to third place when they were in first place before the month of June started?
Well, I tell you what, considering you look back at the whole season in general so far, considering what they've been through as a team injury-wise, and to see them with a shot to being close to doing something, it's not that I'm okay with it, but I'm glad to see that. I mean, they got a shot at it because it could be a hell of a lot worse. Yeah. So, I mean, that's the way I look at that because injuries have decimated a lot of that. So,
Yeah, no, I hear you, Tommy. And I that's why I give Gabe Kapler some benefit of the doubt because of the injuries to the bullpen. You lose Andrew McCutchen. But there's still areas of this team that maybe it's not even Gabe Kapler's fault. I look at the front office and coming into the season, and Tommy, tell me if you thought differently, but did you think that the rotation at the time on opening day of Aaron Nola, Nick Pivetta, Jake Arrieta, Zach Eflin, and Vince Velasquez, did you think coming into that on opening day was going to be good enough for this Phillies team?
Well, I tell you what, I look at pitching like this. The potential is there. The stuff is there. It's all about the guys executing and do what they needed to do to be successful on a consistent basis. That was yet to be seen. And I think they were, I think you have to bank on that sometimes. Some of these guys taking a step forward and doing a little bit better. Right now we haven't seen that. We've seen sort of a status quo. So that puts the Phillies in a little more of a predicament of what they might have to do or should do, which is maybe trying to acquire somebody or go out and do something.
See, now I'm really glad you brought that up. We're speaking to Tommy Green on the Comcast Business Hotline. Tommy, on Saturday when the Phillies played on Fox against the Mets, so they were the national TV game on Saturday, July 6th, Ken Rosenthal of Fox did a report from the field before the game started. I want you to take it. It's about 30 seconds long. Give this a listen, because Ken Rosenthal spoke about the Phillies and what they may or may not do come the trade deadline, and that's something that's alarming me and a lot of the fans. Give this a listen. I want to get your thoughts on it.
Here's the news of the day. The Braves have lost. Phillies tonight with a win could go within 5.5 games of the division lead. Why is this so important on July 6th? Because we're getting closer to the deadline. And the Phillies, as much as they've spent, you referred to it earlier, they're not going to go all in for a wild card. If it looks like the Braves are running away with the division, the Phillies are going to think, well, why should we go all out when we're playing for a wild card game and a chance to face the mighty Dodgers in the division series? So every game is critical now. The Phillies come out of the break. Homestand against the Nationals and Dodgers. They also have the Braves at home at the end of the month.
So in case that was tough to hear, basically Rosenthal was reporting that if the Phillies, the front office, believe that they are just a wild card team, they believe that, they will not go all in come trade deadline time. And to me, that means they're not going to go after a top pitcher that could push this team to the next level. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, to me, if the opportunity arises itself where they can go after somebody and possibly keep that guy they get to come in for years, for a few years, unless in just for a mid-season, just for this one half season, they got to try to do something to make this rotation and stuff better. Because right now, I don't see unless somebody takes a big step forward here in the second half, I don't see them getting any better. We've been counting on these guys the last year and a half or so to make these steps forward, and we've yet to be seen for those guys doing it. And sometimes you're pitching for your job, and I think the Pivettas, the Velasquez, Vince had a good start the other day. I thought he pitched very well. They're pitching for their life, so to speak, as a Philly. Now, could they be used to get some trade? Be used in a trade to get somebody a little better? They still got potential to do things, but I'd like to see them try to do a little something to make this team better in the long run. Does it mean you go all in and try? You got to try to make your team better, and that's what I'm looking for them to try to do. Try to do something because, status quo has not been real good.
So do we have the right to be upset or even outraged if they do not make a move? Because on paper, I keep on saying on paper, this team, a lot of people thought could go as far as the World Series. I thought that they were just a wild card team. I thought they were a team that would maybe lose the first round of the playoffs, but at least they get there. At this current pace, they aren't going to make the playoffs. So would we have the right to be outraged if they don't make a move?
Well, the word outrage is a little too harsh on that. You have to go out and play the games. No matter who you get, you still have to go out and play the games and be consistent at what you do. I think you're always trying, and as an organization, I can't speak for the Phillies, but I think you've got to, if the situation arises for them to make themselves better, I think they'll try to do something. But, it's got to be about that. Right now, I think they're hoping that the young people take the steps forward. Right now, they've struggled. And I would like to see them try to do something if it arises. You know, I said that on TV the other night, and the fact that I said it would shock me if they didn't do something. But, I mean, I'm not talking about a big name, but something to try to improve their rotation or their bullpen to help these guys. Because that's where our needs at. If you can't pitch, you're not going to win. You can score 10 runs. If you're giving up 11, you're losing. It doesn't matter.
One more for you, Tommy. Tommy Green on the Comcast Business Hotline. We speak to him every single Monday here on the Fanatic Baseball Show. Can you answer me something, Tommy? Have you ever seen somebody as angry as Todd Frazier getting hit by a changeup before?
I was laughing. You know,
so was
I. Saw that. I was laughing, and it was hilarious. And I'm at a golf outing today. I play in a ton of these things, and people ask me these questions all the time about this. And I said, Arrieta hit two guys with a changeup the other day. To me, it looked like, I mean, I'm looking at him. I said, what's wrong with him? Is he hurting or something?
Exactly.
And that's exactly probably what was wrong with him. He lost his feel a little bit because he is barking a little bit. But I got a problem with a guy like Frazier, and I love the guy as a player. He's a gritty, down, dirty type of guy you would like on your team. But he's one of those batters that wants to dive over the plate and take the outside corner away from you. So, I mean, that's been his MO for years. So I don't have a problem hitting that guy trying to run one in on his belt buckle. And if he gets him, it gets him. You know, Arrieta said some things out. I mean, whatever. The only thing I would have said about that, hey, I'm 50 foot away from you now. I'm right here. I ain't going nowhere.
Damn right, Tommy.
That's been what I would say. You know, but I mean, I miss the way the game was played back in the day. Yeah, I really do. I think it's changed a lot. Yeah, you know, and if somebody wants to go get somebody, go get them.
But nobody would be mad. Nobody would be mad at a changeup, though, right? Back when you were playing.
Oh my God, it's hilarious. I think that is the funniest thing. I mean, I'm tired of getting hit. Well, quit diving out there, and you won't get hit. You know, so that's my thought to that. So.
Great stuff, Tommy. We'll talk to you next week, all right? We'll check you out on pre- and post-game live whenever you're on NBC Sports Philadelphia, all right?
I appreciate it, man. I look forward to talking to you next Monday.
Thanks, Tommy. There he is, Tommy Green on the Comcast Business Hotline. Love that. Yeah, Todd Frazier. You know what, Todd Frazier? Quit being a little bitch. Let's go to Brad and Chalfont. Brad, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Brad.
Okay, I'm already outraged. I think Kapler should have been fired not Klentak, not Kapler. I have no problem with Kapler, really, but Klentak. We wouldn't have had this problem. He could have done everything he did this year, and it was great. But all they had to do was get Cole Hamels at the trading deadline, and they wouldn't have had as much. That problem would have been helped a bit. I mean, I think he's a lot better than your 2, 3, 4, and 5 rate.
Oh, yeah, I agree. But is that a fireball offense?
Nobody's screaming about it. I can't believe it. We would have saved last year. You would have had a renaissance in the stadium, and I think it was hubris that they didn't go after them. Now we don't need them. Or the only reason why I wouldn't want them fired is if Hamill said, don't take me. And I can't imagine him doing that.
Yeah, I hear you, Brad, and I appreciate the call, man. Enjoy your night. I mean, the Cole Hamels thing, I was stunned that they didn't trade for him last year. The Cubs didn't give up much at all, really. They traded like a top 20 prospect, something like that. It wasn't much. And the Phillies could have done that. Heck, Mickey Moniak's your 9th prospect at this point. You could have traded some prospects. I think that was a disaster they didn't make that move for Hamels. But is that fireable? No, I don't think so. Matt Klentak will really make his bones this trade deadline, because last year's trade deadline was not real. I wiped it out of my memory because you traded for Aaron Loop and his Drupal Cabrera and other mutts. That I wiped out of my memory. This year, you have a real team that could contend. And if you don't make a move like Ken Rosenthal was hinting at, and again, that's coming from somebody. That message from Ken Rosenthal is coming from somebody within the Phillies walls. And you should be outraged about it. I know Tommy said the word outrage was a little too harsh. Come on. All this time that we spent losing, and then they invest this much this past offseason, and they might just, you know, give up? I have a problem with that. I'm not asking for three starting pitchers. But if you're not willing to give up one top 10 prospect for a starting pitcher, I got a major problem with that. 610-632-0975. One segment left. I'm Andrew Salchunas. Taking you until 7 right here on The Fanatic.
The Fanatic Baseball Show on 97.5. The Fanatic.
Hey, Fanatics, it's Natalie for My Guys at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Stop in now for their summer clearance event and get incredible discounts. Save not 10, not 15, not 20, but up to 25% off MSRP on new Ram trucks. Trust me, guys, if you're in the market for a new truck, there's never been a better time than now during the summer clearance event at TurnersvilleJeep.com. If you want bigger selection, better prices, and an all-around better buying experience, drive an extra mile, cross the bridge, or turn out of that other dealer and into TurnersvilleJeep.com and save up to 25% off new Ram trucks. They're Philly and South Jersey's fastest growing Jeep and Ram dealer for a reason. TurnersvilleJeep.com on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey, or at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Make sure you tell them Natalie sent you.
2019 Ram 1500, 8-cylinder auto MSRP, $57,290. Selling price of $42,967. Represents 25% savings off MSRP. Includes all applicable rebates, tax, tags, extra. Offer not valid with trade-in. Ends July 31st, 2019.
What a night.
Mark's Casino and Sportsbook. Online sports betting is live in Pennsylvania. Place all your favorite sports bets all at the click of a button from anywhere in Pennsylvania. Mark's Casino and Sportsbook has you covered. Sign up now and get a risk-free bet of up to $250 on your first deposit. Go to parkscasino.com/fan and use the promo code SPORTS to get your risk-free bet of up to $250. Bet with the best online at the number one casino in Pennsylvania, Mark's Casino and Sportsbook. Street Road exit off I-95 or the PA Turnpike. Risk-free betting refunded on losses of free bet. 2021 gambling problem, call 1-800.
She's the first lady of rock and soul. Parks Casino is proud to present Patti LaBelle. Patti LaBelle. Friday, July 12th at 8 p.m. at the Excite Center at Parks Casino. One of Rolling Stone magazine's top 100 singers. Tickets on sale now at parkscasino.com. Patti LaBelle. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you owe the IRS or state back taxes that you can't afford to pay? If so, listen carefully, because you may qualify to have your debt dramatically reduced by up to 90%. You heard right. The IRS has made it easier than ever to settle delinquent tax problems through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Qualifying for this program may end any collection efforts against you, resolve your tax problem, and possibly reduce your back taxes by up to 90%. And all you have to do is make one phone call to Victory Tax Solutions. The IRS can garnish your bank account, pension, and savings. So don't wait. If you have unfiled tax returns or unpaid tax debt to the IRS or state, these special programs are available to you now. Stop your worrying and call the hotline at Victory Tax Solutions today to see if you qualify and potentially save thousands of dollars. For this free information, call 800-780-3232. 800-780-3232. 800-780-3232.
Pennsylvania's veterans have bravely served our country. Now, some are struggling with addiction. Pennsylvania's Substance Use Disorder Hotline is staffed by real people who are trained to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They'll get you or your loved one into treatment, regardless of your access to insurance. If you know a veteran who's suffering from addiction, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about genetically modified ingredients?
Don't like them.
Artificial flavors and colors?
No thanks.
Clean ingredients.
Now that I like.
When you care about what's in things and what's not, shouldn't your vitamins be clean too? Sundown Vitamins are all clean all the time. Non-GMO, free of gluten and dairy, with colors and flavors from real food. We even have USDA certified Sundown Organics and kids vitamins too. When you're living clean, choose clean with Sundown Vitamins at supermarkets, drugstores, or on Amazon.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Some people say bigger is better. When it comes to buying a home, a TV, or an ice cream sundae, wouldn't you rather go big? Insurance companies think that because they're bigger, they can pay injured people less than what they really deserve. But guess what? we're big too. As America's largest personal injury firm, we know that our size matters. If you're going up against a big insurance company, you need a big firm fighting for you. If we win big, you win big.
Offices Philadelphia.
Not a big summer guy. Too hot. Not a big winter guy either. Too cold. My favorite season? Safety season. Because it's every season, 24/7, 365. For all things safety, I trust Grainger. Grainger's safety experts have the safety solutions and expertise to help keep your facility safe and your people safer all year long. Seasons may change, but Grainger's always got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by for all things safety. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Let's face it, tires attract nails and potholes and little pieces of glass. And hey, that's okay, because if you catch a flat, AAA is there to help. So hit the road with confidence. We'll put on the spare and get you home safe. P.S., you got this. AAA, go ahead.
Now, back to the Fanatic Baseball Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Coming up tonight on The Fanatic, really looking forward to this. Devon Givens and Joe Torty and Devon Givens from 7 to midnight. So the two of them, instead of just doing the 1 hour crossover hour and the 9 o'clock hour like we're used to, the two of them will be together for the next 5 hours. So we're looking forward to that. 610-632-0975 is the number to get in. That's also the number you'll be able to talk to Joe and Devon with later. Ken Rosenthal says that the Phillies might not go all out. I'm not happy with that. And that's a conversation I want to have pretty much all week. It's a conversation that we're going to continue to have until the trade deadline, because we are going to keep a close eye on what the Phillies are doing, obviously. So he said that on Saturday when they were 6.5 back with a chance to go up to 5.5 because the Braves lost earlier that day. He was saying that at 6.5. If the Phillies are still around 6.5 come July 31st, like, I wonder what the amount of games back needs to be for them to decide yes or no. Is 6.5 the sort of line that we're at? And if it's anything better than 6.5, so 5.5, 4.5, 3.5, yeah, we'll go all in. But if it's 7.5, 8.5, then what? Because the key words that came out of Rosenthal's mouth were not, we're competing for a playoff spot. He says, if they believe that they are just competing for a wild card spot, then they won't go all in. The wild card is not good enough for Matt Klentak to go all in. For some of you, the wild card should not be good enough for this team. You believe this team should win the division. They might not win the division. I don't think they will win the division, but they still have a shot at winning the wild card. And if the front office says, nah, we don't think the wild card's good enough, and instead of buying all in and trying to win the division, they're going to say, we'll see you next year. That I have a bit of a problem with. Let's go to Luke in Center City. Luke, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Andrew. How you doing?
Hey, Luke.
I had a question for you. This is kind of before I... the first I heard of this Ken Rosenthal thing was just now on your show. But I had a question for you. Do you think... So with the Sixers, how everyone was losing their mind. We lost Butler. Reddick didn't resign. Do you think... but then it turns out that, you know, Horford and that Elton Brand actually had a plan. Do you think there was any way where the Phillies front office had some sort of a plan going into the season where, okay, let's get the money, spend the money on Harper and maybe see what's out there for a pitcher, but like, I think we have a plan maybe by the deadline or something like that?
Yeah, I'm sure they did. There's no way, Luke, that they could have, unless they are a bunch of morons, which I hope they're not, there's no way they thought, after Aaron Nola, the rest of the pitchers in Pivetta, Arrieta, Eflin, and Velasquez would be good enough. Unless they are morons, and if they did think that was good enough, then they are. But I do believe that they probably did have a plan. That's why they built around Bryce Harper. They got JT Realmuto. They got Gene Segura. They got Andrew McCutchen. They put a lot of money into the everyday players. And they said, all right, let's get to the trade deadline. And I think... you were probably saying it. I was saying it. Anthony, Jason, Joe, Devon, everybody was saying it before the season started. Let's get to the trade deadline, and that's when we'll see them add some more pieces.
Right, okay, yeah, like you said, I really can't believe that they went into the season, you know, getting Harper and then saying, okay, we're good with this pitching staff. I really don't, I don't see how that was agreed upon between the whole front office. Do you think if they're playing for a wild card versus the
division. Is that going to change that plan that they may or may not have had?
Yeah, it will change. I'll play Ken one more time for you. I appreciate the call, so tune in onto the radio. Here's Ken Rosenthal from on Saturday. Once more, in case you missed it. So Luke says, do you think the plan changed? Well, clearly it must have changed, because once again, we all were saying, come trade deadline, they will add to this pitching. Nobody thought this pitching was going to be good enough. I have a belief that the Phillies front office probably said this starting rotation is good enough to get us to the trade deadline. Our offense will be elite, and the starting pitching will be good enough. The problem is the offense wasn't elite. They're hitting more of late. They're hitting more home runs. They're getting on base more of late. But it took them a while to start being a top offense. The starting pitching held their own through the months of April and May, and even some points in June. There were some games that it was the offense that was the reason why you lost in the month of June. But now the starting pitching is just a disaster. So if the offense held their end of the bargain earlier, they're probably in a better spot. They're probably still in first place or not 6.5 back. So we all thought, come trade deadline time, that's when they'll make a move. Here was Ken Rosenthal on Saturday before the game against the Mets on Fox, talking about the Phillies and what they may or may not do come trade deadline.
Here's the news of the day. The Braves have lost. Phillies tonight with a win could go within 5.5 games of the division lead. Why is this so important on July 6th? Because we're getting closer to the deadline. And the Phillies, as much as they've spent, you referred to it earlier, they're not going to go all in for a wild card. If it looks like the Braves are running away with the division, the Phillies are going to think, well, why should we go all out when we're playing for a wild card game and a chance to face the mighty Dodgers in the division series? So every game is critical now. The Phillies come out of the break. Homestand against the Nationals and Dodgers. They also have the Braves at home at the end of the month.
Listen, I get it. I get it. If they're 15 out of first place, and if they're 3, 4, 5, 6 games out of the wild card, okay, we can start having that conversation. But again, you know how this stuff works. Somebody got to Ken, probably somebody from the Phillies front office, and said, hey, here's a little nugget for you for when you do your pregame stuff before tonight's game. To say that already, July 8th, I have a problem with that. I didn't need to hear that. If you said after the season, if you didn't make any moves and you said, listen, we didn't think we'd be good enough, okay, fine. You're saying it on July 8th. You're already trying to let your fans know that there's a chance that you are not going to be aggressive come trade deadline time, when all we've been hearing for weeks now, Jim Salisbury, who joins us every single Tuesday, he'll be on tomorrow. Jim Salisbury, who joins us every Tuesday, says, I still believe they're going to be very aggressive. Now, I don't know if that's him and his opinion, or if that's him talking to people in the front office. I think it's probably a little bit of both. And if they have now all of a sudden shifted, I will have a problem with it. Because this team should be good enough. You're going to maybe lose another pitcher for some time from Jake Arrieta because of the bone spur. We'll find out. But you could lose another starting pitcher. And what does that mean? Does Jared Eichhoff come off the injured list and he's back into the rotation? Is it Cole Irvin again? Is it Eniel De Los Santos for another start where he looked terrible? You're basically going to punt the season away. And I'll have a problem with that. All right, here's the deal. I am off tomorrow, believe it or not. But the Fanatic Baseball Show will continue. Devon Givens, who is on from 7 to 12 tonight with Joe Torti, he will do 6 to 12, starting with the Fanatic Baseball Show in the 6 o'clock hour. Jim Salisbury, Devon, in case you didn't know, Jim Salisbury joins your show every single Tuesday. So Jim will speak to you at 6 o'clock. You got the All-Star Game tomorrow to look forward to. We're doing mid-season grades. I'm pretty much telling Devon what's going on tomorrow. You got some I did Gabe Kapler and Bryce Harper today. So pick two more for tomorrow, all right? Joe Torti, Devon Givens coming up next. Tyler Zuli, great job producing the show. I'm Andrew Salchunas right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.